Urban Dale is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Spring training. I'm trying to just think anything warm right now.
Sure.
Baseball.
It's getting there, Kurt.
It's getting there. I know. We got a couple days ahead. That looks rather nice, except for rain all day, but I like it.
We're going to be sunny and 40 today.
I'm excited about that. I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm glad.
Wow. I'm sorry if I've been a little angry about the weather. I'm all alone, apparently.
No, but you have been leading the charge.
I will. Yes, this is a parade I will gladly lead. Yes. But in spring training, you know, you work out all the kinks, get all the rust off from the long off season. And, you know, this pitcher, Joe Kelly of the Dodgers, he signed a 3-year, $25 million deal. Should be in his peak, you know, physical condition, ready to go. Except now he's a bit hurt. He suffered a back injury because he was standing too long while cooking Cajun food. Back tightened up on him. Might miss the start of the season.
Yeah,
because he was cooking Cajun food.
That can happen. Haven't you ever been standing too long and your back starts to hurt? You're at that age.
Well, he's also not a professional baseball player.
Right. Yeah, I know. You would think their core muscles or something are a little stronger, yes. That they don't get so easily impacted.
Right. I mean, he's a pitcher. The amount of torque on his back and throwing.
He should have excellent core.
In the Dodgers administrative, you know, in the front office, I'm thinking, we spend a lot of money on trainers, equipment.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. For you guys.
Yeah.
Right. Can't handle cooking up some
Cajun food.
Little Creole.
Some shrimp or something.
Some shrimp, yes.
There are a lot of spices involved.
Yeah. Sure. I got to wait for things to simmer. But still, what is that? 15, 20 minutes? Maybe tops?
I don't know. But I'm thinking of the guy standing there thinking, you know, this is going to get out. You know, people are going to know this.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to know I'm hurt now because I was standing too long cooking.
Right.
Yes.
And that's really where the worst part comes in. It's when I can't believe I got hurt doing blank.
Right.
280-1025. How did you get hurt? You couldn't believe you got hurt doing what?
Mm-hmm. Driving hurts me. I had to drive. So I'm not even kidding. I was driving back from Naperville, a little girls' night, and it was on Saturday. I stopped at the rest stop. So this wasn't even the full trip. I had just been sitting in the car for, let's say, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I get out to go to the bathroom, and I was limping, my knee, locked up. I think it's because I had to press the gas pedal the whole time because it was raining, and you're not supposed to set the cruise when it's raining.
Uh-huh.
So I was actually having to press the gas pedal while driving, and my knee locked up.
Knee locked up.
And I'm limping. I'm limping to the bathroom. So that's how I hurt myself. Pressing the gas pedal.
Good gracious.
Callie was hurt because she couldn't use cruise control because it rained.
Wow. I am beyond floored right now.
Truth.
All right, 280-1025.
Listen, it's dangerous.
It's not.
You got to move.
Yes, you do. Got to keep it moving. So, Sarah, you grew up doing your fair share of skiing.
Oh, I started skiing from when I could barely walk to... Yeah, my whole life.
And you lived you lived in Colorado for a while, right?
I lived in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, yep.
Okay.
Would ski up and down the hill, little big gyms, did blues. Never really got to blacks real well, but, you know, could do a really good hill.
So you can handle yourself on a pair of skis?
Oh, I sure could, yep. Had my own pair.
Uh-huh.
Came visiting a friend here originally. Went to Montezuma, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was going up the bunny hill, caught my ski in a rope toe, and broke my leg when I fell off.
No. On the rope toe.
Yeah, I would have a hard time with your level of experience. Yes. Believe I got hurt on the bunny hill.
But you hear this? It is. It's the bunny hill that gets you.
Is it? Is it?
No, it is.
Do you hear that? Right. No, I never hear that.
Really?
No.
Until 10 minutes ago, I hadn't heard about it. It's the gas pedal that'll get you too.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Relying on lots and lots and lots of caffeine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Star 102.5.